Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Bava Metzia, Perik Tess, Mishnah Vav. Ha Mekabel Sada Mechaveira, if someone is Mekabel a Sada from his friend, this time he's not an Aris, but it's Bechakiris, he's a Choycher. Remember the difference? An Aris gives a proportion, a half, a third of what grows to the owner, whatever they make up. A Choycher gives a set amount. They make up beforehand, I'm giving you 30 kar or 20 kar, whatever it is, and regardless of how much the field produces, you have to give what you said you're going to give. Now, L'maisev Achal Achagav, grasshoppers came and they ate up the tfuah, Einishtefa, or winds came, and it blew the seeds out of the ears of corn. If these grasshoppers or these winds, Makas Medinahi, in other words, it happened to most of the fields over here, in this area. So Menakolai, the Choycher, the worker, who kind of rented the field, he can deduct min chakurai. Whether he made up, he's going to give him payris or money, but he can say, look, you wouldn't have gotten what you were expecting from this field. Everyone over here had a loss this year. So this was your mazel, and therefore I'm going to give you less. But im einoi makas medin, in other words, if this problem that the grasshoppers ate things up or the winds blew out the seeds, it didn't happen to most of the fields in the city. So einoi menaker, this worker, this choycher, the one who's working on the field and promised a set amount, he cannot deduct loy from him, from the owner of the field, min chikurai, from the amount that he says he's going to give him. Because the owner of the field is going to say it was your mazel that was garim the hefset. Look, it didn't happen to the other fields. And if I didn't give you this field to work with, it wouldn't have happened. So the hefset is because of you. And therefore, why should I lose out? Rabbi Huda says, if this worker, Kiblu himenu b'mois, if they made up, he's going to give him a certain amount of money for allowing him to work on his field, not payrois. Ben kach, one way or another, whether it's this way or that way, whether the other fields were not damaged, and it's not a makas medin, uben kach, or whether the other fields were also affected, eina menakala, he cannot deduct mechakurai from the amount that he said, from the amount of money that he said he's going to give him. You promised to give money. The hefset on the field is tfuah. So the gzeira of hefset was on the tfuah, not on money. So therefore, it was the mazel of the choycher. The din shemayim was directed against the mazel of the choycher. It was b'shet Rosh Hashanah, you should have this loss. What do you mean it was directed against me? All the fields suffered in this way. Yeah, but being that you were mekabel upon yourself to pay in money, zok Reb Yehuda, so it has nothing to do with Makas Medina. It has to do with Rosh Hashanah as an individual. How much money was b'shet for you to give out? Hashem decides what you're going to earn, what you're going to lose. But if he paid him in payrois, then Reb Yehuda is made to the Tanakhama that it depends if it was a Makas Medina, if the other fields also suffered. So he can deduct. If not, then he can't deduct. Now, the halacha is like the Tanakhama. There's no chilek whether he's paying him in payrois or money. We always say if the other fields also suffered, it's a Makas Medina and he can deduct it. The other fields did not suffer, then it's not considered a Makas Medina, and the Choycher is going to have to pay full price. Okay, quickly chazering over our Mishnah. If someone agreed to take care of a field, meaning I'm going to work on the field and I will pay you a set amount, then grasshoppers came and they ate up tfuah, or a wind came and knocked the seeds out of the ears of corn, and he says, look, it's not fair for me to have to pay this amount. So the Tanakhama says, if it was a Makas Medina, meaning Roy fields in the area suffered from the same problem, so you see it's not my mazel that caused this, he can taka deduct from the amount that he said he's going to give him. But if it didn't happen to most of the fields in the area, then the owner of the field can say, this was a gzeira on you, and therefore you have to still pay me the full amount. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. If the Choycher, the one who took over this field, and promised to give the owner a certain amount, if he promised to give him money, then even if it is a Makas Medina, money is a separate thing. It was Basher that he should have to pay this money even though he didn't make so much profit. That's a gzeira on the Choycher. If he promised to give him payrus, then we'll look at the field and we'll say, Taka, yeah, if most of the fields suffer this way, so everyone has to accept the loss. The Baal Sada will have to take less. But on money, not. And Lamaisa, we said that the Alach is like the Tanakhama, whether the Choycher promised to give the owner of the field money or payrus. If it's a Makas Medina, if most fields in the area suffered from the same type of problem, then he can deduct from the amount he said he's going to give him.